Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This is the very last episode in the series. Let's talk about diversity. South Africans come from numerous race groups, language groups, religions, and cultural beliefs. That makes life interesting, but complicated. It is hard to live and work with people who are different from yourself. You have to watch yourself constantly. Nothing can be taken for granted, not even what is a joke and what isn't. It's hard work. However, if we can manage it, diversity is an enormous advantage. For example, in an editorial team, having people from diverse communities around the table means that you will find many more stories than only those from one corner of society, and they will be more thorough and balanced because you have different points of view. The arguments will be spectacular, though. In an engineering team pitching for a project, you need people skilled in maths, in design, in accounting, in marketing. That will mean many different attitudes and personalities. Business consultants need to talk and relate to male, female, old, young, black, white accountants and creative writers. The strongest team will be the one with representatives from the most diverse groups. Reams of research provide proof that diverse teams produce better results than homogeneous ones. But, as we said, it's not easy. Our country faces a special set of problems at this point in our history, as our workplaces are changing from white male-dominated to much more representative, diverse environments. It is difficult on all sides of all the divides. At a SAGEA conference in 2019, Lerato Nxumani-Pakadi, MD of Regent Career Architects, delivered a presentation titled Black in the Boardroom. She focused on the experience of being in the minority, the first and only one like you in that environment. Color blindness is harmful, she said. Our backgrounds, the soil we grew up in, matter. They shape what we are. She used the metaphor of the same kind of flowers, some red and some pink, planted in different environments. The red ones, growing in rich soil, nourished and supported on all sides, would necessarily end up stronger and more beautiful than the pink ones, coping with a hard scrabble existence where only the bare minimum is available. People may look at them and think red flowers are just inherently better, while in reality, circumstance has made the difference. Translated to the workplace, that means that people in the majority, still most often white males, need to recognize and admit their unconscious bias that people like them are inherently better. A young black person may join the team with confidence, but even small, perhaps unintentional slights and put-downs can wear them down. Lerato pointed out that bias does not only exist between races. Your hair quality, a darker skin tone, your religion, your age, or your gender can also separate you from your colleagues. Some black people are not used to taking instructions from another black person, which can complicate life for black managers, especially if they are younger than the people they have to manage. As a young black woman herself, Lerato spoke about imposter syndrome. Because there are so few role models, new black entrants into a workplace may doubt their own ability or their right to be there. They may believe that they are not really good enough, an imposter, and that they will be caught out sooner or later. She quoted from feedback they got for a research project on this subject. One person said, "I walk in distracted because there are so many questions in my mind about whether I belong and there's doubt being cast about whether I deserve to be there. Sometimes people even look at you like you are in the wrong meeting. I'm constantly negotiating my worth, which definitely affects my ability to do the best work I can. Someone else wrote, "You sit in a meeting and you want to contribute. Your mind is saying it, but your mouth isn't cooperating. I feel like my thoughts need to be perfectly arranged before I can contribute, yet others seem to interact much more freely." Lerato's advice to young people is to go back to basics. Believe in yourself. You are there for a reason. Companies and organizations need to find the best people, regardless of race or gender or anything else. Strengthen yourself through thorough preparation. Keep your eye on the ball, the common purpose that your team is working towards. Michelle Obama said, "If you believe in yourself and you do the work, anything is possible." Both those elements are equally important. Believe in yourself and do the work. In the age of YouTube and the internet, you can find role models far away from your immediate circle. Choose them carefully. The latest celebrity gossip will not necessarily inspire you or help you build your sense of self-worth. A profile of someone like Dr. Precious Moloi Motsepe, a medical doctor, entrepreneur, and chancellor of UCT, that will build your ideas of what you can be. From our graduate survey came another valuable insight. Be humble in the beginning. Obviously, other people will have more experience. Be open to learn. In time, you can earn their respect. Diversity is a plus in any context. That means whoever you are, from whatever background, you must be who you are fully and completely, and allow everyone else to be the same. If you come from a more privileged background, be aware of it and appreciate it. Use it to be the best you can at your job, and also as a supportive colleague. If your background is less privileged, do not let your emotional reactions, maybe irritation or insecurity, make you clam up and withdraw. Step forward. Give what you have to give. Then give your colleagues space to do it too. Listen. Communicate. You may find that the world is a wonderful, surprising place. That completes our podcast series about the journey from being a student to being a working adult. Remember, you can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Thank you for spending this time with us, and good luck for your life as a working adult. Give it your all. The country needs you. You are our future. Goodbye.